This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves and need our mighty hand here tonight. Just thanking and praising you right now, Lord, as we decrease, let the Spirit of the Lord in us increase. In the name of Jesus, pray the people's heart to see thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth this night and forevermore. Pray the people's heart to see thy word in spirit and in truth. In the name of Jesus, thank you for answering prayers, honor requests, but most of all, salvation and go forth, that the kingdom of God may grow in 2024. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, man, I'd like you to open up to 2 Chronicles, the 16th chapter, verse 9. We'll be looking at the A clause of the verse. And the word of God reads, "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself loyal, strong in the behalf of them whose heart is loyal towards him." Also in Matthew 22, verse 37, Jesus said to love him with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. Brothers and sisters in Christ, just for the next few minutes, I want to talk about, are you fully committed to God? Are you fully committed to God in 2024? Yes, beloved, the God that we serve are looking for those that are fully committed to him, those that he can use, who makes themselves available to be used for him, those that don't mind being his mouthpiece, his hands and feet, those that have given their life to Christ wholeheartedly and ready to go to work, ready to do what thus says the Lord, willing and having a heart and desire to fulfill the God-given assignment that he have given for them to do. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are in 2024, a new year that we have crossed over into. We have crossed the River Jordan onto the other side. And now in 2024, we are willing, ready, and able, hallelujah, to go forth in the things of God. Yes, the God that we serve sits high, but he looks low. He knows us all by name, the very hairs on our heads. Are you fully committed or are you half-hearted? You see, to be fully committed to God is to put him first in our lives. The Bible says in Matthew 6:33, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Beloved, if you are fully committed to the Lord, he will be committed also to you. If you sow to God, he will allow you to reap from him. I'm going to say it again, beloved, because it needs to be repeated. In 2024, if you are fully committed to the Lord, he will be committed to you. If you're sold to God and to his agenda, God will allow you to reap from him. Again, while reminded in Matthew 22:37, Jesus said to love him with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. As believers in Christ, many people have a commitment to God, but they are not fully committed to him. Yes, being fully committed means that you're not your own anymore. You belong to God. And God is the one that has full control of your life. That's a question maybe asked. What does committed mean? It means to be loyal and willing to give your time and energy to something that you believe in. Yes, being committed means being loyal and willing to give your time, energy, resources to something that you believe in. Beloved, our commitment to the Lord is our witness to the world. Our commitment to the Lord is our witness to the world. Yes, we're in this world, but we're not of it. You see, as a child of God, if something is important in your life, you will commit yourself to it. Yes, beloved, if serving God is important to you, you must commit yourself to serving him. Yes, people of God, when we are committed to going to church, as we know, the building is not the church. The people is. But thank God that we have a place of assembly where we can come together to encourage one another and exalt one another to the things of God. You see, when we make up our mind to go to the church building, we show others that God is important to us, and it becomes our witness to the world, a world that is steady decaying on a daily basis, a world that's full of darkness and sin. Yes, beloved, when you, as a born-again believer in Christ, come to Sunday school during midweek, or the Bible study, or do things around God's house, you are witnessing to the world by the commitment of your time and gifts, your talent, that God is so important to you than anything else that you can do. Here's the question here tonight is, are you fully committed to God in 2024? As believer of Christ, the God of the universe wants us committed to him so that he can strengthen us to become what he has created us to be. Yes, child of God, commitment affects what your life will become. Again, we are reminded of what the Bible says in 2 Chronicles 16:9, in the 8th clause of the verse. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is loyal towards him. Yes, beloved, God will help you to become what he has created you to be if you give him something to work with. Yes, God needs something to work with in your behalf. Yes, as we give ourselves wholeheartedly and honestly, as we come to God the way we are, tore up from the floor, and we come to that place of total surrendering our lives to Christ. The Bible says in Romans 10, verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Yes, it also says that once we realize that we are a sinner, once we realize that we need help on a spiritual basis, then we give our lives to Christ by making a confession of faith and a belief in our heart. Under Romans 10, 9 and 10, it says if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, but with your heart you believe on the righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. Yes, child of God, in order to be fully committed on a spiritual basis, Jesus has to be first as priority in your life. See, Jesus says here in Luke 14, verse 26, if any man come to me and hate not his father and his mother, children and brothers and sisters, yea, and even his own life, cannot be my disciple. This may sound harsh, but it's God's word. We must not put anything ahead of Jesus in our lives, because Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. Jesus is the one that went to Calvary, shed his blood for you and me. Jesus is the one that took upon his back, the sin of all mankind, took upon stripes upon his back. Hallelujah. He's the one that drug a rugged cross from Judgment Hall all the way to the place called Skull. He's the one that was nailed to that cross. He was lifted high and stretched wide and put stakes in the palm of his hand and the ankles of his feet. Jesus is the one that is pierced in the side and water and blood came trembling down. Jesus is the one that placed a crown of thorns on his head. He's the one that told God, his Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Jesus, the Son of the living God, are you fully committed to him tonight? You see, beloved, if you are fully committed, Jesus must be first in your life. We can't put any other God, small G-O-D, ahead of him. You got to love him, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, more than your parents, your husband, your wife, your children, your own life, your car, your job. Nothing can be in front of him. As beloved, you shall not have any other God before him. You see, Christ has a right to ask for first place in every born-again believer's life. Yes, God made us, and he loves us, and he has a plan for us, and he will help us to accomplish it. The Bible says that his ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. As high as the heaven is from the earth, that's how high God's thought is. Before we even think it, he knows about it. Jesus died for us and want us to live for him in 2024. So, beloved, if you are fully committed to him, He will strengthen you. He will strengthen you in your body, your soul, and he will strengthen every other area of your life so that you can experience life abundantly in all areas. Yes, Jesus, he must be first in our lives in 2024. Remember, there's always in 2024 that if Jesus is not Lord of all in your life, he's not Lord at all in your life. It's so important to always put him first. It's so important to acknowledge him as Lord of Lords and Kings of Kings. Jesus cannot be almost first. No, Jesus must be always first. Yes, beloved, Jesus is either all or nothing at all. Yes, it is time. It is time out for us playing church. It's time to be the church. You see, God do not want a part-time lover. No, he want a full-time saint, those that love him with all their heart, mind, body, and soul. Yes, God does not want us half-stepping. He wants us to be fully committed and fully in God and his agenda in 2024. He must be fully committed to him. So make Jesus Christ first in your life. Bible says in the book of Psalms 37:4-6, it says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass, and he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the known day. So here we see in the book of Psalms 37:4-6, it said, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. It's simply saying that we have to have a commitment. Hallelujah. Our mind has to be made up. Our heart has to be fixed. And we want to completely, fully commit our lives to the Lord. And in return, he shall give us the desires of our heart according to God's perfect will, our lives in 2024. So commit thy way unto the Lord and trust. Where it says in Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Yes, he shall bring it to pass in our lives. And we delight ourselves in the Lord. And we trust in him. We can't trust. Don't look around in 2024. We can't trust what's going on in the world. The world influence upon our lives. We can't trust the weather as we know it, because it's so unpredictable. We can't trust. Hallelujah. We can't trust the government, the president, all political figures that have been placed in office because of their intentions at the time when they were voting in was good. But over time, they wanted the Burger King way, their way. And with God, it don't work that way. It's either God's way or it's the highway. We must make a decision to serve him in spirit and in truth. We must make a decision to be wrapped up, tied up, tangled up in the things of God. Word says, if you abide in me, and my word abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be given unto you. As a believer in Christ, make a commitment to God in 2024. Make a commitment to talk to him. As priority every day of your life. You see, beloved, talking to God in prayer, where it says in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, to pray without ceasing, to pray when things are going good and when things are not going so good. Just pray. Luke 18:1 says, the B clause of the verse, men ought to always pray and don't faint or lose heart. Yes, in order to make a commitment to God in 2024, as priority in your life, you must pray each and every day before you talk to anyone else. It will help you to keep everything in focus. It will also help remind you who is in charge of your day. Let God become a partner of what you are doing, of what you are to accomplish that day and every day. Are you fully committed to the God of the universe, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I Am, the one that has all power in his hands? Yes, beloved, talking to God will help start the day off right. Right? Yes, beloved, the way you honor God will be the way God will honor you. So don't put him last. Put him first. Because as we honor him, he will honor you. As child of God, you need to give God the first thought of every day. You should commit to him the first day of every week and call it the Lord's Day. You see, every day is the Lord's Day. But that day is set aside as being special. Most of us, as we know it, it's on Sunday. Some people, it's on Saturday. And others, maybe another time in the week. But commit to him your time, your talent, your devotion, hallelujah, your gifts. Devote yourself to the study of God's word on a spiritual and daily basis. Bible says in 2 Timothy 2:15, it says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rather dividing the word of truth. See, we as God's people should honor God by showing love to one another, and by serving one another. Bible says in the book of John 13:35, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. Yes, beloved, also we must make a commitment to honor God. To honor God with what he has blessed us with our will as well. Yes, people of God, if you want to know what is really important to a person, all you have to do is look how they use their money on a daily basis. See, the word of God says in Matthew 6:20-21, But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust do corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. But where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, glory, and honor belongs to him. Are you fully a committed Christian for the Lord? Are you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, committed to God? Because if you are fully committed to the Lord, he will be fully committed to you. Yes, child of God, if something again is important in your life in 2024, you will commit yourself to it. Beloved, if serving God is very important to you, you must commit yourself to serving him. You don't need to serve one or another. We need to serve God, the one who takes care of us, the one who loves us. Or we will commit ourselves to the other spirit, to serve Satan, the enemy of our souls, the one that goes as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. Bible says in John 10:10, the thief come to kill, to steal and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So it is our heart desire. It is a choice that we must make on a daily basis on whether to be fully committed to God or not. Either to follow him according to what the word says, that God is a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. How committed are you to the things of God, to his agenda in 2024? Only you know, and God knows. Only you can complete the divine assignment that God has in store for you. Yes, God does have a plan for your life, as well as any other believer of Christ. So, child of God, remember this. A commitment affects what your life will become. Commitment affects how it will turn out. So we are reminded again that God of the universe is always looking, and the angels is always looking. So be alert. Be alert in every area of your life, of knowing that the God that we serve, we have to be fully committed to him 24/7, 7 days a week, 365 days in a year. Yes, how committed are you to God in 2024?
My soul says, yeah, hey, hey.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this day and forevermore. Oh, we just thank God, amen, tonight for what he has done, will do, and has done. And you know, hallelujah. As we are in 2024, a brand new year, thank God for touching lives. And hallelujah. We believe that this year, in 2024, it will be a year of total restoration, healing. It will be a year of breakthrough. Amen. And we believe and pray his perfect will to be done in our lives for each and every one of us. Amen. Amen. And amen. Well, we just thank God for everyone that's listening, those that will be listening at a later date. We just thank God that whatever your need is, that we'll come in complete agreement with you concerning that need, whether it's whatever it is, as long as it's in line with what God's word is saying. We just want to touch and agree based on the word of God here tonight in the name of Jesus. If there's someone out there in radio land that is struggling or is out there that's believing God for a healing from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, and we just touch and agree based on the word of God that says in Isaiah 3:5 that Jesus Christ was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, chastised for our pieces upon him. When it strikes, we are healed. And we're actually right now just lay hands upon that area that needs to be healed. And we come against the pain. We come against the discomfort. And we command it to go now in Jesus' name. And Lord, and I thank you that it's done for the glory of God. Based on the word that says in Isaiah 3:5, Jesus Christ was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, cast out our pieces upon him. With his stripes we are healed. Thank you. That 3 John 2 says, beloved, above all things, I wish that thou would prosper and be in health, even as our soul prosper. That healing is the children's bread. Lord, do it quicker than a hurry. And we thank you for a great testimony to come forth in Jesus' name concerning the area of healing, concerning the area of deliverance, concerning the area of breakthrough from this night forward in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. For God is good and worthy to be praised. Again, tonight we are talking about, are you fully committed to God in 2024? People of God, if God is first in your life, he's going to be first in your time, first in your in how you use your money, in how you plan your day. He's first priority in life in 2024. When we talk about money, when we talk about wealth, when we talk about tithing is not given to charitable organization. And given to charitable organization is not tithing. No, tithing is still in effect. Some people would go, even some scholars, theologians, would say that tithing was done away with under the Old Testament. But I stop by to let you know that Jesus came and he fulfilled the whole law. He tied in the Old Testament and carried it on over into the New Testament. Tithing is part of what God has blessed you with, and he required at the minimum at least 10% of what he has blessed you with. You see, tithing is when you give to the Lord as an act of worship at the house of worship on the first day of every week. Most people go on to the church building on a Sunday morning. Some does it on a Saturday night. Well, the tithing belongs to God automatically. He required you to give him 10%. And it's very simple. For example, if God has blessed you with a dollar, 10 cents go to him, and 9 cents go to you, and you use it according to what you want to. Yes, beloved, let us see God in every decision that we make in 2024. See, the Bible also let us know that we have to cast our care upon him, for he cared for us. Here, again, we are reminded in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all of thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Are you, my brother, or sister in Christ, are you fully committed to God in 2024? Yes, believer in Christ, we must learn to go to the Lord first and foremost before we make decisions in life. You see, because we're not our own anymore. We belong to God. God is the one that's taking care of us. He's the one that wants to hear from us on a daily basis. Because God will lead you. He will lead us in the right way to go. Yes, God knows best. Yes, we can, brothers and sisters in Christ, in 2024, we can eliminate many problems that we face in this life. If before we make any decision that we turn to God in prayer, if we are fully committed to him, then he will strengthen us and he will make our path way straight. Yes, Jesus says here in the book of Mark, chapter 8, verse 37, what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? That is a very important question for you to ponder upon each and every day of your life. You see, because your life, you are exchanging your life for something, whether you believe it or not. Yes, we're all given just a certain number of minutes to live on planet Earth. You see, every day when we wake up, it is a gift from God. Every good and perfect gift comes from Him. A God that has no variousness or shadow of turning. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, you exchange your life for something on a daily basis. Some people, for example, they exchange their life for watching TV. Some of them 24/7. Some people exchange their life, hallelujah, for trashy novels. Some people exchange their lives to doing nothing, just existing. Yes, beloved, wise people use their time wisely. Wise people, those that made a quality decision to exchange their life for something they, for something that they may want. We call that commitment. People of God, when a person make a commitment, they choose to invest in their lives. Why don't you invest in your life in 2024? They are choosing how they are going to spend their time, their talent, their gifts, their resources. They are choosing to put God first and His righteousness in their lives in 2024. You see, wise people plan how they are going to exchange their life by making a real, fully commitment, which is key to invest in your life in 2024. Yes, child of God, commitment determines your destiny. I'm going to say that again for those that are listening and those that will be listening at a later date. Commitment, hallelujah, commitment and choice go hand in hand. Beloved, life is full of choices, driven, and each choice has the consequences attached to it. Child of God, the choices and the commitment that you make will show your values and will shape your life and will determine your destiny. Yes, this is bare to be repeated. Child of God, that are listening in today, tonight, the choices and the commitment that you make will show your values and will shape your life and will determine your destiny. So are you, my brother, in Christ, are you fully committed to God in 2024? Yes, child of God, to be fully, to fully follow God in 2024, it will require commitment that is rooted in God's grace and God's power. Jesus wanted his disciples. Jesus wants disciples, followers of his, that is fully committed to him as being the author and finisher of our faith. Yes, beloved, the decision you made to follow Christ was the last independent decision that you as a Christian will ever make. Because now your life belongs to Jesus. Again, Jesus wants disciples that will work at any cost. In the book of Luke, the 14th chapter, verse 28, it says, "For which of you intending to build a tower Sit it not down first and count it the cost, whether he hath sufficiency to finish it. Yes, beloved, Jesus called us to build our lives according to his blueprint and spirituality conceived through prayer. We must count the cost and steadfastly work to complete it. Yes, Jesus, he is our set example. He is the author and finisher of our faith. Again, he has called us as followers of his, as disciples of Christ, to build our lives according to his blueprint and spiritually conceived through prayer. See, prayer is a must in these times that we are living in. No prayer, no power. Little prayer, little power. Much prayer, much power. God will strengthen you as we pray. He will help us to become what he has created us to be. Yes, Jesus wants disciples that will witness in this world at any cost. Bible says here in the book of Luke 14, verse 34 and 35, it says, salt is good, but if the salt have lost his savor, with what shall it be seasoned? It is neither fit for the land, nor yet for the rubbish heap, but men cast it out. He that has an ear to hear, let him hear. Again, we are called to be the salt of the earth and to be the light of the world in 2024. As believer in Christ, salt preserves its flavors, and it heals. Likewise, we are called to preserve truth and to have a zeal about our lives that will heal this sick, sin-sick world. Also, salt burns and it penetrates. So we cannot be fearful. We cannot fear our nature to irritate this corruptible, dark, sinful world that is filled with darkness and sin. As people of God, we must do our part in this world that we are living in. We are reminded in the book of Second Corinthians 5:17, that if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So as a child of God, we're not our own anymore. We've been bought with a price. We belong to God. And God desires to use us as his mouthpiece, his hands and feet. Yes, people of God, here in the Word, it says in 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5, it says, examine yourself, whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own self. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be a reprobate. You see, a fully committed Christian has stability of character. Yes, beloved, a fully committed Christian rejoices in the Lord, according to Philippians 4, verse 4. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, a fully committed Christian will always pray. Bible says in Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7, be careful, anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Yes, beloved. Beloved, believer in Christ, a fully committed Christian will have control over their thoughts, and they will have contentment in his or her heart. Guard your heart, because out of it comes the issues of life. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, people of God, a fully committed Christian has a fruitful life. Remember, people of God, that true commitment is much more than being involved. Yes, believer in Christ, you see, being involved means that you can do what you want to, as you want, and when you feel like it, like doing it. That's when you are fully committed. You're not your own anymore. You've been bought with a price. God is the one that is in priority in your life. You put aside your own agenda and you take up God and his agenda to go out in the highways and the byways, to come out of your comfort zone and go out and let others know, for God I live and for God I'll die. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob sits high, but he's always looking, and his angels is always looking. Yes, beloved, commitment means that you are at the call of Jesus 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and 365 days a year. Yes, true commitment is about giving priority to God. God is our Father. Jesus Christ as the Son of God, and the Holy Spirit agrees as one in the Godhead. Bible says here in Matthew 16, verse 24, then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Child of God, being willing to go wherever God leads you. Yes, true commitment. True commitment. Keep our focus on the Lord. Keep our focus on God and his agenda. Yes, we've been bought with a price, the price of the blood of Jesus shed on Calvary for the remission of our sins, the blood of Jesus that cleanses us. Bible says in Isaiah 1, verse 18, come, let us reason together, says the Lord. Even though your sins may be as scarlet, I'll make them as white as snow. They may be red as crimson, but I'll make them as wool. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law do he meditate day and night. You be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters, and in his season will bring forth his fruit, and his leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, remember this, that true commitment is more than involvement. Being involved means that you can do what you want, as you want to, and as well and as pleased. And when you feel like doing it any time that you want to. Well, commitment means that you are at the call of Jesus Christ 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and 365 days a year in 2024. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, it's a choice that you must make to be truly committed to the Lord on a daily basis. We can't be half-stepping. It's time out from playing church. It is time for us to be the church, to be a people, hallelujah, that will go forth in 2024 to take care of God's business and lay aside our own business. Because the God that we serve, he's awesome. He is willing, ready, and able to meet our each and every need in 2024. God bless. Hallelujah. God keep you, is my prayer on this. God bless and God keep you is my prayer on this Tuesday night in 2024. God bless. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle, for that teaching tonight. We hope that you've gleaned some information that you can apply to your life to have a better relationship with Christ. If so, share the number 347-826-9424 with your family and friends and have them join you as you join us every Tuesday and Friday evening at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. Again, that's 5 p.m. Central Standard Time every Tuesday and Friday evenings. The telephone number is 347-826-9424. God bless. Have a great week. And as the Lord allows, we'll be with you again on Friday evening at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless.